That's right, everybody.
We're here.
Kelsey Brothers of Ministry.
The Kelsey Brothers. Andrew, we need to, excuse me, Dr. Larson,
Thank you.
I didn't change your title. That will be updated by next week. Dr. Larson, forgive me. We need to talk about this. My wife and my daughter, they were just kind of laughing this off for weeks. My son and I were like, this isn't a joke.
Tim, I was going to ask you. This morning I was preparing for this show, and by that I mean I was scrolling through TikTok looking at all of
That's how we prepare for all of our
about,
shows.
Taylor Swift and Travis. Mm-hmm. And the thought that came to my mind is, who do you think has expended more mental bandwidth on this subject, me or Emily Miller? What is your honest guess?
My wife and daughter have been laughing this off as my son and I have been bringing this to her attention for several weeks now.
They were wrong.
When I saw the interview with the Kelsey brothers, being one of five.
You've got some brothers. You know how it works.
I've got three older brothers.
You know how brothers talk to each other.
That was never a joke.
Also, why is it that they've been podcasting for like 6 weeks? I mean, their second year, season two.
Sure.
We are 200 and how many episodes in is this?
234.
Is it just because they're allowed to curse and we're not that they might be a little bit better off already? Maybe. They have sponsors. They have like producers. They just have to sit and they don't have to do the background stuff.
I love how angry all the football people were yesterday because it was just, look, it's a fun story. It's funny. It's
Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
I love
that I was able to break the news to my wife and my daughter.
The game was an absolute dumpster fire. So,
but they had no idea Taylor was there.
Yeah.
They were like, that's fake. That I'm like, I'm telling you, this is happening in real time. This is live.
As I was at the Disney campground with my in-laws and my son, my wife was at Epcot yesterday. I sent getting ready to watch some football on my phone, and there it was. And I sent my wife the Instagram story, and I said, see, I've been telling you all this time. And she was like, why do you think I care about this? And why do you care so much about it? And I said to my wife, I said, yesterday was Sunday.
And this is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show. A caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Well, happy Monday to all. We had a blast this weekend. Somehow Andrew and I were just a few short miles away from each other.
We were right near each other. We were both on Disney property.
I could see you on Find My. You were doing a family weekend getaway. We were doing a one-dayer, so it was just a little bit different for us. We were really trying to cram it all in.
My wife's dad and stepmom came down from Arkansas.
Yeah, I was seeing pictures in my app, and I was like,
who are these people?
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's Andrew's family.
Yeah. So my wife and three of my kids are still Disneying today.
What? Did you guys not have school?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
What a weekend.
So we pulled all the boys out of school on Friday. There is no school for Pinellas County Schools today.
That explains the lack of traffic.
And my wife
that makes sense.
Is an overachiever, and so she did all of her training stuff that they needed to do today over the summer, and so she could use it as a comp time day. And so my boys are doing the horseback riding through Fort Wilderness with their grandmother this morning.
What are you doing here?
And then, my oldest child.
Just hit me. You're not with your family.
My oldest child had school today.
Okay.
So we pulled him out of school on Friday. Private school kids.
Yeah.
And then they don't have school Thursday and Friday this week.
What?
There's like a weird Lutheran teacher conference thing that they do. And so
I want to get on your schedule.
For him, he had to be at school today.
I see. So what a bummer.
Timmy, I Disneyed Friday and Saturday, and then I drove home by myself Saturday night.
You did preach Sunday morning.
So I was preaching Sunday morning.
Because you refused to get a guest preacher.
No, we're at the point in the series where
you don't want to get the guest preacher, and then you'll have 2 weeks left.
Yeah. And so,
I get that.
And there's dogs and things that need to be taken care of. And so then I did that, and then I drove back over after church yesterday. And Epcotted for a little bit, and then drove back home with Landon.
You were on the road. See, you were just listening to sports. Like, how did you didn't watch anything?
I listened to the first half of the Ohio State game on the Peacock app playing through my car.
Okay, and then you watch
it. And then I got home at halftime for Saturday.
Fantastic game.
I got to see the tail end of the Liberty blowout thanks to ESPN Plus.
You got to see Notre Dame only field 10 guys in the final two plays. How do you let that happen?
I'm not mad about it.
I'm sure you're not.
I am not mad about it. And then I listened to the Rays debacle. Unfortunately, the Buccaneers have Monday Night Football tonight. So.
That's exciting.
So
finally, a Monday night worth watching.
We'll see. We will see. So,
your family's still there.
Three of my children and my wife are still there.
Melissa, you're going to be dead this week, aren't you?
She's going to be very, very sleepy.
She's going to get them to go to work tomorrow.
It is. Yeah, she's. And she was saying this, and they got Tron this morning.
Yeah.
But she's like, we're in boarding group 73. I'm like, oh, sweetheart, you will not be on Tron until 3:30 or 4.
Yeah.
Which means.
Yeah. What group was she?
73.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, you can't
it could be earlier.
You won't be able to leave Magic Kingdom until four.
We were
earliest.
Boarding group 90. No, we were 60. Never mind. That was like 1 o'clock. Yeah, you're right. That's going to be 3 or 4.
And so I was like, you can't leave until traffic is done.
Yeah.
So they won't get home till 10 o'clock tonight. And then they all got to get up and go to school tomorrow.
Well, CJ, we're excited for you. CJ says, morning, y'all. I'll be at Disney.
Where are you going? What parks are you doing?
Days.
It's an exciting place to be. I haven't been on a weekend in a long time. Like, rope drop on a Saturday morning. It's busy on weekends. There's a reason I like to do the Sunday after church thing.
Hey, Friday was crazy.
Yeah,
we had to Genie Plus, which as you probably don't know, it's not cheap. And there's just, we got there, so Figment was a 55-minute wait.
You spent a lot of money on Friday, didn't you?
So that, if you're not a Disney-aholic.
This is inside baseball.
But a quick gauge for Epcot is if Figment is
longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes,
it's
then you know
day.
It's a busy day. So it was one of those days.
But you can meet Figment now, so that might have
you
been
You can
part of it.
Meet Figment, so that helped. We didn't because the line was so long. Mm-hmm. We saw him from a distance. Soaring over California, pleasantly disappointing.
I was going to say, I am good to never do Soarin' ever again.
We love Over the World.
We
love it.
I'm good. I've done it. I'm good.
The funny thing is the transitions were terrible and it was just quick cuts. And my kids, all of them were like, well, that was a bad transition. I'm like, why are you like in the middle of the ride? I guess they're just so used to the water would spring up and you'd be in a new place. But over California, it was just.
I have to tell my kids all the time at Disney, hey, we know that you were here 2 weeks ago.
I that's what I'm trying to say. Like there's people who that this is their only time in their life.
And so Luke, my fourth grader. Always makes Bill Weasley jokes on Rise of Resistance with General Hux. And I was like, buddy, there are people in this room with us who have never been on this before.
Yeah.
And they might not get to go on it again for several years. You cannot be talking through the whole thing.
Right.
It's very rude.
Yeah.
But he's like, but it's Bill Weasley. I'm like, I know. I know. I get it.
We Epcotted on Friday, snuck over to Hollywood Studios for a bit, came back to Epcot in the attempt to make Test Track, and it just didn't happen. We were a little bit bummed out.
But did you at least Skyliner?
We did.
Okay. That was worth it.
That made up for it. It was our only rest throughout the day. We were very, very tired. But
I kept seeing your stuff. I'm like, they're still here? Because you guys usually dip in, dip out.
Yeah, just a couple of rides. But again, we spent the money. We Genie Plus, we Lightning Laned, et cetera. And we did as you did. We pulled the kids out. We kind of had a family meeting early in the week. And we were like, I see all of my kids, but not all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm with Aaron a couple nights, Zoe in gymnastics. Like all of these things are happening. And I get time with the family, but not time as a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I see Stephanie during the day when the kids are at school. But again, we have not had time, all seven of us.
There's seven of you. That's a lot. That's a big number.
In probably a month,
where
we just spent a full day. So we did a 12-hour day together. The kids came home. As I was putting them to bed, they said, thanks, Dad, we needed this. Every single one of them. No prompt at all. It was just, we get it. We needed this today. And they all said, thanks for spending the extra money. Because they knew.
Yeah.
Like kids at, when you have a 14-year-old.
We have kids that qualify for the Disability Access Pass. I mean, granted, we spend hours and hours and hours on occupational therapy and whatnot.
Right.
But every now and then it comes in handy.
Yep.
Typically just at Disney World.
That's
typically just at Disney World. My in-laws said, because they were there a couple days before we got there. And they're like, this makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
We're aware.
Yeah.
We are aware. We would not be able to do the way that we do.
It's big.
If it wasn't.
It's honestly
Ken Leslie, welcome. We're glad you're here live today.
He's here live. I'm so excited that Ken's here live. Normally
he's
he has
just
to
Ken.
Ken has to he's just Ken. Normally he has to watch the playback. He's actually with us right now. CJ, we weren't going to talk too much sports because it was an okay weekend. Your sports weekend isn't over.
My sports so weekend different. Isn't over. The Rays were kind of disappointing, but
CJ says not a
playing
good
12-year-olds out there. So
not a good football weekend for major football teams in Colorado.
No, I imagine that would be frustrating.
Were you into the Colorado story? Were you having fun with Coach Prime?
I enjoyed it in the TCU win, and then it was kind of like, all right, big for their britches. And
I kind of felt the same way.
You can't.
I'm testing out these new features. We can have scrolling tickers.
That's fantastic.
I feel like this needs to happen.
But does it keep going?
I can change it.
Okay.
Because now, I mean, CJ says doing every park, staying at AOA, fall break, field B-day trip for our kindergarten
kiddo.
I
love it.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That is pretty
so
sweet.
Tim, just in how serendipitous everything was, Wednesday was the day for me. It was the big day where I had to defend the past couple
it
years
was a,
worth
it was
of,
a
worth
very
of work.
Big day for
and
you. It was
it just so happened, as you say in Lakeview Land, that nothing just so happened that when I got scheduled for my defense on that particular day, my in-laws were setting up the camper as I was in that meeting.
Yeah.
My wife had already arranged for the kids to be out and stuff. So at the beginning of the semester, I had no idea if I was even going to be able to join the family.
Right.
And then it just worked out so that was the perfect time, the perfect storm of the family having to get away. And it was necessary. It was a very good exhale.
I'm glad to hear it.
And reset. So,
I am glad to hear it. Sounded That's like a much needed family week for both of us.
Yeah, it was.
Which,
good.
By the way, I mean, I guess from all of us from the Morning After Ministry show, that the crew, the interns,
the producers,
the sponsors, all of you out there in Facebook land, congratulations to Dr. Larson. This is a big, like, I don't even know if his wife understands this. This is a big deal.
Truthfully, and
it's a big deal.
And she'll probably be listening to this driving back home tonight.
Melissa, this is a big deal.
But last Sunday, she was at a birthday party for a friend of ours, little kids, and they're very academic people. And so she was explaining why I was not at said birthday party.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's got his doctoral defense this week, so he's preparing. And they're like, wait, what?
Big deal.
And they're trying to explain to her that it's a big deal. And she's like, oh, really? Because, you know, she's seen me like write papers on the couch in my underwear for the past couple years. So it's not as impressive once you've seen how the work is done.
Oh, how the sausage is made.
I didn't want to say that because I made the underwear comment, but
I thought it fit perfectly.
The underwear, never mind.
Sausage links.
Never mind.
How the sausage links are
It was really neat to see how different people in the church responded because, you know, several people knew going in that this was the week. So I had a girl in the youth group who needed something signed for National Honor Society.
Yeah.
And she decided, I think it was due Thursday, and she had it with her on Sunday of last week. But she said, hey, I'm going to, you know, wait to have you sign this until Wednesday night so that you can sign it, Dr. Larson. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then
I do love that.
I had, you know, you get congratulations, but the amount of people in their 70s and 80s that were like stopped me at some point yesterday. They're like, hey, I just want you to know how proud I am of you. And so it was kind of that moment of, hey, you know, they hired a young first time senior pastor in his 30s.
Yep.
And I think there is a stake in this. I think sometimes we are so busy doing the work of ministry and as kind of the lead staff person in the church, we're kind of busy pushing the ball forward. But we forget that when our churches hired us, they legitimately took a chance on us, and they're very
scary.
Vested and excited, vested in and excited
scary
for our success.
To think that this church said yes to what was then just a Mr. Ryan Larson, and here they are.
He was a reverend.
But
with a master's degree from Dallas Seminary.
Now,
but he was basically a child.
And look, when I got my master's degree last year, our president was very clear, like, you are now in the top percent. Like, it's a very small percentage of people, yeah, have a master's degree, and that number for the doctorate, I mean, it is tiny.
It is not large.
It's crazy.
It's
oh, I was trying to wear.
It's sorry. Also, I don't know how necessary it is, if we're being honest.
Look, but I wore my hat today in hopes that no one would see this.
What'd you do, Timmy?
There's a little bit of a gash.
What did you do?
As you know, I grew up a bit of a wrestling fan, and wrestling was a big part of my life. And I learned at a young age that if you like,
did you do the razor?
If you tucked razor blades in your sleeves, you could like cut your head and the blood would flow. Yeah. So I just thought it would be fun to do a sermon illustration about. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That was a joke. I don't know where that was going.
Did you hide it in the turnbuckle?
I don't know where that was going at all. Here's the truth.
Isn't turnbuckle a fun word to say?
I was throwing a poop bag away because dogs, right? And we have a small container outside the house, so it doesn't stink. I threw it away. I made a sharp turn. Are they called sconce lights? What, the lights in the front of your house?
Yeah. If it's like flush mounted against the house, it's a sconce, yes.
I forgot about it. I made a sharp turn. It was a hard hit, and blood did flow, and I took a few steps back with a little bit of a, that didn't feel right. And I walked in. The kids are like, Dad, you're bleeding. I'm like, I don't really want to talk about it. That's it. It couldn't happen on a Monday. It couldn't happen like it had to happen on Saturday, because the day after the wound is always the worst. Yeah. So it was nice and shiny yesterday while I was preaching. I could just tell people were staring. I didn't even talk about it. I didn't even mention it.
At any point, did you kind of think, I might be concussed, but also maybe I should just lay down outside so that my wife will come find me in a pool of blood?
That would have been cool. That has been a dream of mine for a long time.
Would have been a great story.
Oh, it would have been awesome. But no, I love how I can. I don't know.
You're
why
having
I'm so,
way
I'm
too
so
much
fascinated
fun
with
this
new feature
update
that I can manipulate the comments that are coming in. So yeah, I wish I had a much cooler story for gashes on my head.
Gashgate.
Gashgate.
Timmy's got a gash.
Jerry says, I missed how long the defense took. Did you update Jerry on that?
I didn't. It was an hour. It was, you know, the email I got right before it was, hey, I don't want you to be anxious. We wouldn't have let you get to this point if you were not ready to be at this point.
Sure. That's nice.
And
that was nice of them.
It worked really, really well. There were a few moments of, I don't want to say elation, but, you know, some exhales and wow, you know, we're actually here. But it was a really cool process. One of my favorite academic hours of my life thus far. And I can't imagine that there's going to be many more. So we'll put that up on the highlight list.
Well, I'm proud of you. I don't care what anybody else says.
Well, thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Matt, I'm going to put this up there because you know what? You guys deserve it right now. O's magic number is 3.
I don't want to talk about it.
But look, it's there. It's real. No. Like, you guys, it's the division is within reach.
The O's look really good.
Yeah. I mean,
and they're also really good looking. They've got that boy band of 22-year-olds out there. It's not fair. Whereas we have lost half of our team. Yep. We're starting players that I've never heard of, and I have the 40-man roster memorized.
And based on the last few years of Rays postseason baseball, I can't say that I'm excited. Like,
I'm anxious.
We've had a few seasons in a row where it's been a bit of a letdown. If we can't get it done, I probably will be rooting for Baltimore.
I mean,
why not keep it in the AL East?
Yeah. And let's keep it in the AL East and have it not be the Yankees or the Red Sox.
And it's not going to be.
Well, they're both eliminated, but I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so like, when you say like the AL East, that's kind of like, I cheer for the Big Ten as long as it's not Michigan. I'll cheer for the O's and a little bit for the Blue Jays, but I wouldn't ever cheer for the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Jerry's not impressed. Only an hour. Would have thought it would have taken several hours. Well, sorry, Jerry.
The research was just so thorough. That
so
it was,
well done. I read the table of contents, and boy, was I impressed.
It was really, really
it
long.
It was formatted well. It looked dumb. Good. Andrew, there was something I wanted to talk about. You texted me yesterday, and I, like, normally I'll respond with something witty.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was a long day.
And I immediately, my heart actually sank. You had a bit of a medical issue yesterday in church.
Oh, I did text you about
that. Yeah, no, yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And you almost pulled a Michael Scott because you didn't say if everybody was okay. So my first response is everyone okay?
Yes. And
we can talk about this because I think we've all had issues
just like the broad strokes. I don't want to get into specifics of anybody, but Tim, third song. So I typically stand in the back of the room during our pray set. You know, I go and I do announcements, call to worship. But then because we have youth group kids kind of running the live stream, and I'm functioning also as the youth pastor these days, I kind of hang out with them just for some solidarity. Also, we have a high school girl that does, you know, reads a portion of the scripture at the front of the sermon each and every week.
Yep.
And so that's typically when she's like, hey, how do I say this word? How do I say that word kind of thing?
Just tell her to push the play on the audio feature right before service so she can listen to the pronunciation.
But
it's a preaching tip.
We have people outside, and there was a medical situation happening outside with one of our parishioners.
So it did not happen inside
the building? It was outside.
Oh, okay.
And so I see all this activity happening outside, and man, our elders just killed it.
That's good. That's literally their job.
It was 2 minutes before the sermon was supposed to start.
I would say deacons or elders, like that's an appropriate moment for them to step in. It shouldn't be you.
No, it was the step in, take action, have the authority to do what needs to be done, and pastor the people well. And I was almost distracted for the first couple minutes of the sermon because I was like so pumped that the immediate group of people that stepped to, and everyone's okay. There's no serious thing, but you know, we had someone went to the ER 20 minutes into service. And so that can derail a service.
It can.
Yeah.
We had someone go down a couple of months ago, young guy, I think he's 16 years old. Just passed out in the middle of the worship set. I was on the drums. So I saw it happen, and I was like, I could do nothing. It was literally mid song, and he passes out. Thankfully, again, we had deacons, elders step in, make sure everybody was okay. But yeah, I mean, it's encouraging not to see someone go down. Like, you never want to see that, especially when you're not on the, you know, we were in a sport. This isn't athletics. This is like, you don't expect injuries on a Sunday morning.
No. But also, it made me
see, like, our first response.
Do we need to have a conversation with our spiritual leaders in the church? Like, hey, or maybe have a first responder come in and do like basic CPR training.
Wow.
You know, like
Matt says, samesies. We had a guy go down. They had to revive him.
Oh,
we
weren't there.
Wow.
It was not that kind of scary, but man, that's terrifying. I will never forget my senior pastor collapsing about like 4 or 5 minutes into a sermon. Probably
that's terrifying.
Sophomore, junior year of high school.
That is terrifying.
And he,
your senior pastor?
Yeah, he was probably 73, 74 at that point.
Still.
And
that's scary.
But so, you know, he was preaching, and he went down, and it was like, what do we do?
And what did you do?
I sat in the pew. My mom, who's a nurse, was called on to go up there. And I will never forget my youth pastor, who was also like, you know, the Baptist church. So he was the song leader as well. And
good motions.
He was, I played a.
That was Waves of Mercy.
No, we wouldn't sing that at Berea Baptist Church.
Of course
church.
You wouldn't. That was at youth group.
No, we wouldn't have sung that at youth group either. That might have been, oh, victory.
That's true.
That's four. That's how you direct fourth time. One, two, three, four. I played a choir director in a school play once. It's cool.
He did a lot of
it
research.
It was not cool.
Role.
Also, a 3-4 time would be a 1-2-3. Anyway.
Method actor.
But I will never forget my youth pastor who, you know, this guy had mentored him. He was probably 33, 34 at the time. So he had been serving under this guy for more than a decade.
Yeah.
And it was like in tears. They had, you know, paramedics had to come.
It's really scary.
And Pastor Procknow said to Joel as he was leaving, make sure the visitors fill out their cards. And Joel had taken off his sport coat to use as a pillow for under his head. And he said, this morning when I was getting dressed, my wife said, are you really only going to iron the front of your shirt? And he said, no one's going to see the back of my shirt. And well, we all saw the back of his shirt.
Boy, was it wrinkled.
It was wrinkled. He was also wearing a short sleeve dress shirt under a sport coat. So,
but again, if you're not taking off the coat, nobody knows.
You still see the cuffs.
If you're looking for it.
It was just one of those core memories, if we're using inside out terminology.
CJ says, Andrew looks like he'd be a music. I'd say music minister. CJ says music teacher. I would go with music minister. You can,
you know, I have no musical ability, but the ability to count to four.
I think it's important.
Andrew, speaking of
Sunday services, we've had this weird, I don't know, phenomenon. What do you call what's happening at Lakeview right now?
A revival.
Is that what you call it?
I don't know. I mean, are people getting saved?
Maybe.
Or are you just stealing sheep, Tim?
There could be that too. I don't know.
You've had this weird.
Look, here's
big churches in your area are not doing well.
I don't know. I've been at Lakeview Church for almost 14 years. That's a lot of years, Tim. I have seen the ups and the downs.
You've seen the downs.
And mostly the downs.
You've seen the ups.
There was probably a 3-year period where I was convinced the reason Lakeview Church was in decline was because of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just truthfully. Like, I, you know, it's always like the old adage. Well,
that's because that's what you were told.
Like, you're probably part of the problem. Like, if there's a problem, there's a good chance you're part of that problem. And so I was kind of like, I don't know.
I remember being with you and you getting a very angry phone call and hearing on the other end, 50 hours a week, Tim, 50 hours.
Those conversations happened. There were numerous emails back and forth just a few years ago about we may or may not be making payroll for our staff. Yeah. We suspended mortgage payments for 9 months at one point as a church. I heard somebody tell me, I mean, one of the reasons they left the church a few years ago is because they were convinced that the church was going to close its doors. Like, legitimately, that was a, like they felt they didn't want to be there. Basically, they didn't want to
go down
the musician that was playing as the Titanic was sinking.
Well, it's not sinking now, Tim.
I don't know what to say. The only thing I know is that over the last 2 months, we are now averaging the high. And I'm not like a big like, wow, look at all these numbers. Like, I don't. But like, how do you not celebrate when you're in this season of this is the highest attended season in the history, 28 years as a church?
It's a lifetime. That is the median age of a human being on this planet.
Previous peak attendance was 2009, the year before I got there. So for me, the year I got there was when the decline started and it continued
until about.
It was about a 6-year decline
until about October of 2019. What happened in October of 2019? Do you remember that?
Andrew, we're not doing anything different. Maybe we are. I don't think we are. Like,
Do you know what I think it is?
I don't know.
So you're saying the past couple months, right?
This year.
Yeah, but really the past couple months things have geared up. Yeah. Tim, when did you stop drumming every Sunday?
That could be it. The second I stopped drumming, people were like, finally.
Finally, someone that can.
That was the worst. They can now keep a steady beat. That could be it.
I don't think that's it.
It could be.
But, I mean.
Again, this isn't
it
like
can't
a,
be a coincidence.
Like, this isn't like a pat on Tim's back. This is just like, can we just like have fun celebrate a season of growth that we've never experienced before?
When I got here, being the fifth pastor in 5 years, it was, like, I'm not trying to toot my horn or anything, but it is the health should be celebrated. And it's not. And you are certainly a part of that health, but just in general, after a season of dysfunction, it's really nice to have function.
I mean, it was a solid decade.
Yeah.
Let's remain faithful. We are not ultimately in charge of growth numerically or, I mean, really growth spiritually.
Yeah,
that's got to be a Holy Spirit
thing.
That's how
things work. The Holy Spirit's going to move and work how the Holy Spirit is going
to
move.
I don't think either of us are writing any books on how to grow your church. In these three simple steps?
No. Find a church in decline and be slightly above average.
I was going to say, don't be an idiot. like just don't be an idiot for a few years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
But
I am kind of an idiot sometimes. So like even that is that can't be the answer.
The our worship leader usually has a quick one-liner after the sermon. You know,
he does. I haven't brought this up, but
about a tie-in to something that I mentioned.
I'm well aware.
And so we've been with Elijah and Elisha.
Yep.
So we're with Elisha these days, and in 2 Kings chapter 4, you know, there's death in the pot. The sons of the prophets or the school of the prophets, depending on your translation, they're eating, and the stew is somehow poisonous. So I was talking about church potlucks and. You know, as a church, it's what we do best.
You love to eat.
We eat really well as a church. I tell everyone, like, if we are median, if we are, you know, right there in the median when it comes to preaching, I'm thrilled with that. I don't hope to be the greatest preacher in the world. I hope I'm not the worst preacher in the world.
But nor do we ever want to be anywhere close to a megachurch.
No, but also
good to not have that.
But I, as someone who was on staff at a megachurch,
same.
The least academically good preaching I've ever been a part of was at the biggest church I've ever been a part of.
Oof.
So my point was, you know, churches that eat together and, you know, God's people eating together. But I made the comment how, you know, if our band is the top 10% of any evangelical church you go to and our preaching is kind of in the middle, there's no way that we are not in the top 1% of the way that churches eat together.
Nice.
And
nice.
So,
way to celebrate the win.
So Brad comes up and he's like, did you see that billboard about the church that said preaching is okay, music is loud, parking is terrible? We should get one of those.
It's a great billboard.
It's a great billboard.
That ad cracks me up.
It is a great
Jerry,
billboard.
Oh boy, wasn't going to go there. Mo people, mo problems.
You are right.
Oh man.
You are right.
Wow. That should be a t-shirt. Jerry, thank you for that t-shirt of the day. It's there.
Mo people, mo problems.
We'll take the mo people. We'll take the mo problems.
Yeah.
At some point, probably need to add mo staff.
That's part of what it is. You need people and you need problems, and some sure. You don't need explosive growth, but you need to be moving in the right direction. You need momentum one way. You're going to have momentum one way or the other. Always.
What I've been communicating to the congregation and to our elders, even during this period of, you know, it's been a fun season of growth, is just to remain faithful, because we're going to have a season of where we might not see this growth, or the offerings might not be, you know, what they are right now. But can we, will we remain faithful?
I'm going to say yes.
When people ask, like, why?
You better.
My answer has been, I truly believe it's because we have sought to remain faithful over the last few years, and we're now seeing a blessing as a result of that.
And I think a lot of churches handled the past few years differently, and some of them are seeing the results of that as well.
Like we have yet to produce a slick advertising campaign. Yep. We've spent $0 on social media. We have not done the mass mail out. I'm not saying those are bad things.
You do have a sweet new sign on the side of the road, though.
46,000 people do see our sign every single day. It's almost done.
Every single day.
Is that it?
I don't know.
New sign.
That must be it. You tore down the offices.
There have been small tweaks and subtle changes over the last 4 years, for sure. But again,
the arms fell off the cross.
That was an act of God. The arms are back.
They are?
Yes.
I haven't been up there in a while. We got to record from Lakeview HQ one of these days.
You know what? We really do. That would be
it's been a hot minute. We should do it.
That would be an absolute blast. The arms are back.
There you go.
I don't know if we can. Oh, yeah, you can totally see that. So the arms are back on the cross. That's a good angle. From a distance, it looks a little bit like a T-Rex, but as you get closer, it doesn't. It's fine. The other ones were obnoxious. I mean, you were just so used to the obnoxious arms.
I drove past a cell tower, church cell tower. I'm trying to think of where I was. I don't even know. Where have I been the past week?
Jerry's convinced that the cell tower cross is probably the reason for the growth.
It's a big part of it.
It could be.
But it was like as big as your cell tower all the way up, and then there's just like a little cross on top of it.
I've seen that.
I was like, that's
a little bit of a cross inception. It's kind of a cross in a cross. Will I wake up? If I wake up,
I don't know.
Will I be on the cross?
You gotta have a totem. I don't know. That's what I got. Timmy.
We're out of show notes. You've got work to do.
We're tired.
We've got another show to record.
Hey, let's do this again next Monday though.
I'll be here.
All right. Yeah, I'll be here.
I already
missed
you
then.
See you real soon, guys.
Bye, everybody.